from KQED.
There's a distinct possibility that automatic across-the-board federal spending cuts will kick in on March 1st, thanks to political gridlock in Washington, D.C. Half the cuts would hit the military, and California has a lot at stake, with military bases, research facilities, and contractors up and down the state. Eric Anderson of KPBS recently attended the largest military trade show on the West Coast in San Diego and found lots of people talking about the S word, sequestration.
Getting a customer's attention at a trade show crowded with competitors means standing out. That's what Mike Haskell's military camouflage tent display does for Haskell Denke Labs. A Florida-based company sells military antennas.
Some look like cones and Christmas trees, and then some look like the old TV-type antennas that everybody's familiar with.
The company has built military antennas for 26 years.
Yeah, we sell to General Dynamics, Raytheon, L3, Lockheed Martin, Northrop Grumman, and quite a few others.
Across the hall at the San Diego Convention Center, John Irwin shows off his company's star product. He works for Worldwide Technology Incorporated, a St. Louis company with a $5 billion sales sheet last year. The firm turns these tractor-trailer shipping containers into portable and durable computer farms.
As we walk into the mobile data center, you'll notice we have a slightly raised floor. That's because we have a vibration isolation system.
Servers are solidly bolted in, and the inside shell of the container sits on shocks.
We have self-contained air conditioning. If you're in the desert or someplace like that, it's not pulling sand from the outside. It's recirculating the air and cooling it.
The product is designed to function in a harsh environment, but the company that makes the containers may find the harsh environment of shrinking defense budgets too much to handle. Irwin says just the possibility of military spending cuts is causing defense contractors to retrench.
If you don't know how to plan, you don't know how to execute. And that really makes a big difference, regardless of what it is.
The fiduciary uncertainty has been fueled in part by the S word.
Sequestration?
Sequestration.
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 Oh, sequestration, yeah.
Sequestration is across-the-board spending cuts that slice deeply into the Pentagon budget. Defense cutbacks will be felt throughout the state. The DOD spends $57 billion in California each year. That's one of every 10 defense dollars spent. Retired Vice Admiral Terry Blake came to the conference to talk about cutbacks. He spent about 8 years as the Navy's chief financial officer. Blake says things are changing for a military that fed on a $530 billion budget in 2011.
We've just gone through a decade of sustained real growth, and now we've got this downturn, which everybody's aware of. So the decision will be, is the system I currently have in place good enough?
Nearly $9 billion in cuts are possible in this fiscal year alone, and Blake says contractors will be challenged to stay flexible.
If they need to, can they reinvent themselves?
But flexibility can mean different things to different companies. Mark Potter works at Datron World Communications in San Diego County. The Vista firm's 300 workers make military radios, and they're already outsourcing work.
When we don't have the business in the pipeline, then we idle our workers is basically what's happening. Yeah. So it's pretty catastrophic, actually.
The last round of Defense Department cuts led to the loss of 375,000 jobs in California in the 1990s. The budget-cutting acts will hurt the state, but it will be felt most acutely by companies that are heavily dependent on Defense Department dollars. Mike Haskell doesn't need one of his high-tech military antennas to sense that the coming years will be difficult.
We just hunker down, weather the storm, and try to develop new products and make the situation even better for tomorrow's soldier.
Haskell says smaller companies can't rely on deep pockets to wait for military spending to rebound. They'll have to find new markets or risk falling by the wayside. For the California Report, I'm Eric Anderson in San Diego.